All right, the big debate, part one of debate number two at the Fox Theater in Detroit last night. And there was a scramble on to see who could spend more of your money faster and give it away, including to illegal aliens. Elizabeth Warren said not only would she provide universal health care, make sure that happened, but she would also decriminalize those coming over the southern border illegally. What could possibly go wrong with that? In fact, I want to share this with you because the problem with Elizabeth Warren's plan, number one, is she doesn't know how to pay for it. She claims it'll be paid for by billionaires and big corporations, and she guarantees nobody in the middle class will get a higher tax because of it. It's exhibit number five. Go.
Point of clarification in 15 extra seconds. Would you raise taxes on the middle class to pay for Medicare for all, offset obviously by the elimination of insurance premiums? Yes or no?
Costs will go up for billionaires and go up for corporations. For middle class families, costs, total costs will go down.
Just 15 seconds on the clarification.
All right, that we got. Raise taxes. We're going to leave it there because the same was repeated by Buttigieg and Bernie and a whole bunch of others. Grover Norquist joining me, Americans for Tax Reform president. He watched the debate as well. Grover, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you.
So you look at these proposals, universal health care for everyone, and the taxes are only going to go up on billionaires and corporations. Now, I look at those numbers, and as was aptly pulled out or called out by some of the other panelists, some of the other candidates last night, the math doesn't work. John Delaney says the math, you don't understand health care. The math doesn't work. Now, of course, he's promoting his own version of free health care. The former governor of Montana, Steve Bullock, says the math doesn't work. Grover, does the math work?
Well, the math doesn't work the way they say it does. Remember our friend President Obama campaign promising that he was going to have a $1 trillion tax increase, but your costs would go down, your total costs would go down, and a family would drop its healthcare costs by $2,500. In point of fact, during his 8 years as a result of Obamacare, that family's healthcare costs went up by about $2,500. So he was only off $5,000 on the math per family. Of course, he doesn't even include the people who got tax penalties and no healthcare at whatsoever. They've done this before. The only way the European countries and Canada have lower costs than the United States in some areas is that they ration care.
Right.
You wait in line to be a doctor.
That's right. And so when you see people come here from Canada, from the EU, from other countries, they come to those that can afford it, come to this country, and they pay for a knee replacement or a hip replacement, things they would have to wait in line a very long time to get in their home country. So, yes, they have universal care, but the times can be lengthy, the treatment can be shoddy, and the results can be questionable. So you have that going for us. Now, it was also pointed out by one of the second-tier candidates last night that if you try to go with this, you will end up with a two-tiered healthcare system because the wealthy will continue to buy the things they need one way or the other, and then you'll have healthcare for everybody else. It will still be the elite, the rich, getting better care, better service, better treatment, and those on the bottom end coming up with less. I mean, the fact of the matter is resources matter and they can only be allotted so many different ways, right?
Look, the goal is to raise the wages and the income and the wealth of all Americans so they can afford more of anything that they want to buy. Healthcare is one of those things, rather than sort of shift it around and get a smaller pie and cut it into more pieces. We need to have a stronger economy. We've certainly made tremendous progress in the last 2 years compared to Obama's recovery. It was a recovery. It was the weakest recovery since the Great Depression. Every other recovery in terms of millions of jobs and trillions of dollars of GDP was much stronger over the same period. We've changed that and are moving in the right direction, and that makes everything else easier. Healthcare is different because like education, because the government does so much in it. Why is healthcare expensive? Why is public education so expensive? Because the government makes it free. That's why it's so expensive. That's why it costs so much. So the idea that putting more government into our already too expensive healthcare system, which is confused because of all the government money and regulations that go in. And once the government's paying for it, they have to control every little bit of it. And as you say, no fair for a higher income person to be able to get out of their wonderful government program. Why would they care if rich people escape their wonderful government program?
Yeah.
You know, just got out of it. And in fact, they want everybody into the same program, which is why they ban private health insurance,
right,
and private availability for insurance, as many of the European countries do.
From a policy standpoint, though, Grover, when you look at that, and David Axelrod pointed this out last night, as did some others, as we have here time and again, but David Axelrod and I apparently agree on something, and that is Americans don't want to give up their health care plans. Americans don't want open borders. Another one of the people on stage last night, I think it might have been Tim Ryan, the congressman from Ohio, said, listen, you can't go to union members in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan and say, yeah, we're going to take away that Cadillac health care plan that your union was able to secure from your employer and give you a government plan. From a policy, politics standpoint, that's a stone-cold loser. I agree with that. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. And I think Trump should focus more on speaking to exactly that. They want to take away the health insurance you have. And for the vast majority of Americans, they're quite happy with that. I mean, would you like it to be less expensive? Would you like more and better and more interesting drugs, you know, come brought to the market faster? Sure, absolutely. There are a whole series of things we can improve on. Most of these are problems caused by government interference already, never mind more government interference. So the solution on healthcare is to give people more options. The Trump administration did something that's not getting very much attention. They said all small companies can get together and pool their small companies and buy health insurance across state lines, get out of all the regulations of Obamacare because it's a national program. And the National Restaurant Association has done this for its members across the country. Nevada's Chamber of Commerce has done this for the region. And this is getting health care available at a lower cost to many, many. And this is all about getting government out of the way.
Exactly.
Same thing was just done.
I agree with you. You know, you look at this, and it's all about control. It's all about government. Elizabeth Warren flounders with the answer. She won't admit that, yes, the definition of rich is going to be a lot lower than billionaires. There aren't enough billionaires in America to pay for the health care scheme that she's putting together. It just doesn't work that way. I'm sure we'll hear more about that tonight from Joe Biden, a new convert to free health care for everyone, and Kamala Harris and the rest. Give me your bottom line, though. Is this a losing argument? I think it is. I'll give you the last word.
It is. They want to take away something you have and you like, and they're going to raise your taxes to do it. We lived through that with Obamacare. We've seen this in other government programs. As long as we keep focusing on the fact that they plan to take away your present health insurance and your present doctor, if you like your doctor, if you like your health insurance, you can keep it. Remember that promise?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it never really comes true. Grover, we got to leave it right there. Always great having you here. You look great, by the way, sitting there. Yeah, you know, for a guy that lives and works in the swamp, you clean up nicely. Thank you, Grover. Always a pleasure. Grover Norquist, one of my favorites here. It's 41 after on a Wednesday. Straight ahead, Sean Spicer here on the program. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit LansingGoRed.org for more.